The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Great talking to Richie, talking some baseball. I don't have a feel for the Texans, if you want to know the truth. I just can't. I know it was great. They got a win and feel good for the organization and all that. But the Colts got Frank wrecked. And again, if Bill O'Brien had done that, it would have been, honestly, he would have been the dumbest. I mean, I don't know that he would have. He could have lasted through that if he did that. If he did what Frank Reich did.
It would have been, I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, it would have been considered where he is right now. You know, the Colts' whole thing is we want to be an aggressive mindset. The players. I guarantee the Texans players would have probably backed it too. Players always like going for it. They always like going for wins and stuff like that. The organization, you know, the only people who don't like it are the fans, especially if it backfires on you. So you got to know that's what's going to happen. You got to know that's how you're going to be dealt with. But the Texans, they were up 28-10. You should have never lost that lead like that. That was unbelievable. Then again, I say that. Then again, the Colts literally gave you 14 points with fumbles. They gave you a fumble inside their own 10 and a fumble in the end zone. So the Colts did give you 14 points of your – of all those points you scored, the Colts gave you 14.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, positives. I really like the way what Bill O'Brien did with Deshaun and the offense this week.
Multiple jet sweep looks, just misdirection.
RPOs, getting Deshaun outside the pocket on the run, run pass option for him outside the pocket. It was from the very first play, he ran, second play of the game, he runs right for, no, first play of the game. Didn't he run for about 8 yards on a bootleg? And Ryan, was the first or first, second play? Yeah. Whatever the case may be. And Ryan Griffin is out in the pattern, but he's being covered, so Deshaun just ran it. Unbelievable. Mind blown. Let's take some positives. That was awesome. D-Hop playing hurt the way he played.
I thought Kendall Lamb played well.
He did play well.
I thought Kendall Lamb and Zach Fulton, there's a lot of twists being run, the ET and TE twists, and those guys did a fantastic job of handling those, of passing the twisters off to each other. Like Kendall Lamb for Davenport, we haven't mentioned that. Davenport was benched for Kendall Lamb. Kendall Lamb actually played pretty well.
Look at what happens when you bench your right tackle. Giants, now Texans. No, honestly, you can't keep putting up with what Davenport was doing. You just can't. He made you lose football games with the false starts and the holds. So they did play. They played better. But you know what? They put him in a position to play better, though. They didn't make him just sit in the pocket with a five-step drop and then and find somebody right away. They put him in motion. It was a great game plan. Awesome. D-Hop playing hurt and doing what he did. Kiki QT all of a sudden. Thomas coming up with another big catch that they have to have. Defensively, JJ being JJ, he wore out, but he had the strip sack. He had a couple of more sacks. Clowney showing up big time. There was actually a Bernardrick McKinney, a few sightings. There was actually a Whitney Merciless sighting. Mm-hmm. He made a tackle. I saw that.
Well, he was basically played him a spy. That was interesting what Romeo Crennel did on that play. He took his inside linebackers, Zach Cunningham and Bernardrick McKinney, bumped them outside, outside linebacker, just to occupy the tackles. And then he took Clowney and put him inside along with Whitney Merciless. He buzzed Clowney in the gap, in the A gap between center guard, rushed with three defensive linemen, and then he had Whitney Merciless there as a spy on Andrew Luck. And when the play started to break down, which kind of gives him permission to go in and attack, that's what he did, and he made that, you know, he made a play, made that sack, or he was part of the sack, or it was an incomplete pass, or whatever it was. But, yeah, he did, I did see him on that play.
And put Clowney in the middle, he put Clowney inside, and Clowney broke up that run play on third and one, and tackle for loss.
Yep.
I mean, he was doing all kinds of, and Adam Archuleta says, I mean, after Clowney's first sack where he's on the outside, that's where Clowney has to line up. You got to stop putting him inside. And then he put him inside, and he has a tackle for loss. Well, no, you can move Clowney all over the place.
Clowney around. Matt, Clowney's best moves, in fact, are inside moves, not outside stuff.
All right, it's 8:01, and on Mondays, here's what we do. We do the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
That extra timeout, want to take another chance to try to draw him off sides. They snap the football. Luck fires, low pass, and it's incomplete. Texans need only 6 yards to get into Fairbairn's range, and they've got it, and then some. Hopkins. Fairbairn is ready. 37-yard kick is good.
And that, my friends,
this Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
Was the Diamond Brothers, Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week. And it doesn't have to be on a diamond, okay? Because a football field is more rectangular.
Yeah, but they have told us, hey guys, you want to do football stuff, you can as well.
Yeah. So, and that was the big play of the weekend.
Well, but if you have enough pressure, like in your rectum, squeeze so tight, call into a diamond.
I would ask whoever pulls the sound from this to remove Lance's part.
Yeah, I think
that's smart. I don't think we should send that, rectum part.
But I'm saying that is some you can with enough pressure.
You think you can put, if someone put a coal piece of coal in your rectum, you could create a diamond?
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
But you brought it up.
If I've got Philly minus, three.
And you're squeezing a little tight?
Yeah. I know somebody who had a really terrible 6-minute run in football yesterday. Where fortune swung unbelievably within 6 minutes on 3 games. All like, wow. All of them went from good to bad.
No, all of them.
3-0 to 0-3. Just like that. Pow, 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 pow.
That blows. That's terrible. That's a terrible 6 minutes of your life, especially when you were going, it was 54 minutes.
Hey, and was then I good?
54
for the
minutes
whole-
of good, and then right. 6 minutes in
hey,
the rest.
Wait a minute. How'd these 6 minutes go terribly wrong?
Okay, there's so much that we need to talk about, okay, and we get a little bit of time here. Let's start. Okay, Ryder Cup. And that's enough of that. What about Earl Thomas being carted off the field? By the way, no ligament damage anywhere. It's just a broken leg. So Earl Thomas is done. He's going to get his $8.5 million. He wasn't showing up for practice, and I guess it was not well received by his teammates because as he's being carted off the field, he flips off his own bench. I don't know that I remember ever seeing that.
I don't know if John Schneider, the GM, was down. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure who that was. I'm not sure what it was in reference to.
But I don't know. Do you think
players who said, "Hey, you know, you got to quit all this nonsense and practice. We're trying to win." You know, I don't know if it was to a coach. I don't know who it was.
Well, if you were in that locker room, would you not be pissed off at Earl Thomas the way he's gone about this?
I don't know. You know,
are you going to be here or are you not going to be here? Are you all in? Because we're all in.
Well, I think Earl Thomas's point is, are the Seahawks all in?
Well, wait a minute. But they're paying you this year.
No, I get it.
Act like a professional.
But you're asking me to think like a player. Players usually don't mess with other players' money. And no, Earl Thomas has always played.
Well, that's changed already, hasn't it, with Pittsburgh?
Well, that wasn't about his money. That was about he told them one thing and did another. He said, "I'll be in." And then he didn't show up.
Well, but okay. I don't know. We don't know what Earl Thomas has told his teammates.
I don't.
All I know is that football players, when we're all out here, you be out here too.
But Earl Thomas, no, I get all that. But I'm just thinking what a player might say. This is a tricky one because a lot of fans, there seems to be this big line drawn and everyone argued after the leg fracture, like, see, this is what, see, and y'all know that you're just only arguing with other fans, right? And media types and people who argue about this. Because from a football standpoint, if the Seahawks aren't going to extend him, there is no reason for the Seahawks to be giving him any guaranteed money beyond this year if this is where he ends. The Seahawks had to handle it exactly how they're handling it. He can get mad about it. And you know what? They don't have to trade him. As a matter of fact, that would be stupid to trade him. They're still trying to win games. And he is a guy who's a very, very good player. Let him play out his contract, and he'll be a free agent.
But do you feel like, I think that said, the way he was going about it, not even showing up for practice?
I don't like all
that. That is not going to be a winning organization. You're going to start to tear their locker room apart.
For people, I know the easy thing for people to say is, that man's got to take care of himself. That's his money. He's this. But do you know how few guys, what the percentage is? It's less than a 0.5% of guys who have season-ending injuries in a practice. I mean, especially Earl Thomas doesn't even have to go full speed at those practices. Many times he can go, and I'm sure that he can just go to Pete Carroll, and Pete Carroll will keep him out of certain reps and let him, you know. So, yeah, no, that was an FU to the organization, him saying, hey, even if I have a headache, I'm going to sit out. Any little thing and I'm going to sit out. That's basically an FU that I wanted to get extended and you won't do it. But they've paid him like this is – he's on three contracts. Like, Seahawks don't owe him anything, especially late in his career. But I do – but that is a classic example. You know what that did? I think it less for Earl Thomas and more for Le'Veon Bell. That made Le'Veon Bell's point that you guys are all – because Le'Veon Bell still has a lot of career ahead of him. I don't know that Earl Thomas has a long career ahead of him, to be honest with you. Le'Veon Bell does, in theory, at least, wide running backs, you never know. He's had a lot of touches.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on they handled it perfectly. I would have gotten what I could for him. I know you want to win.
Seattle?
Seattle. Because he is tearing that place. I would imagine that locker room, they had to be pissed. He made it. That may have been at Pete Carroll. It may have been at John Schneider. But it was directed at their bench. You don't see anybody flipping off their own bench.
Why would he, like, then if he's flipping off players, then there's somebody that's been arguing with him about how he's handled
this. Or a few guys came up to him and said, hey, dude, we're about winning here. We're all putting in the work. You need to be here.
Right.
Or some crack. And how many guys went up to him when he's being carted off the field to give him, you know, to say, hey, dude, we're with you on this. We're sorry that you're hurt. So now, I didn't see any guys. I don't know. I saw one guy standing over him when he was initially hurt. But did any of the guys? Usually when a guy's being carted off the field, his teammates are there.
Yeah, obviously the image we're seeing is the one where he's flipping him off and you see all the Cardinals pat him on the back. I don't know before that, but I haven't seen anything where we saw Seahawks as he's being driven. They're like, oh, all right, man, Earl, good luck. I didn't see that.
No. Well, maybe they were pissed at him. That's a tough thing. The headache thing, that was a James Harrison thing, right? James Harrison told Le'Veon Bell to do that.
He told him to fake a season-ending injury. Right. After back, he comes
right. Or, Yeah, that you got hamstrings or whatever. You can't play, whatever. Right.
He said, don't play another game. Just come back, get vested, and go on the IR with a season-ending injury. Like, you know they have MRIs stuff for this, right? James. Yeah, I mean, you know that you can't just fake all that stuff.
But this is the way that guys are going about it now. Earl Thomas doesn't even go to practice. Screw you. I'm not coming. What are you going to do? And Le'Veon Bell, hey, might as well just fake a headache.
This is all going to go away for play. Like, some... I don't know how it's going to probably be way down the line, but things are going to drastically change, whether it's college, pro, and it's not going to be the same. I mean, I know that it's already weird that institutions of higher learning are used as minor league systems for professional sports. If you think about, if you really think about logically, like, that's kind of weird. What does one have to do with the other? So eventually free education is probably going to go away, and it'll turn into just basically youth sports leagues that are feeder systems, and it's going to be weird when that happens. It's going to be way down, but there's going to be some players who say, ew, this isn't great. You know, this is like Le'Veon Bell not signing his guaranteed money for a franchise tag. I just think it's a really poor decision. This is going to be a season that you're burning up, that you're just losing money, and you have a finite amount of money that you can make, and you're going to make pretty good money. I get what you're doing. I just think it's a big mistake, especially at his position at running back. I'm surprised we haven't heard from Texans fans so far regarding the game. It's very quiet. Maybe it's because it's a win. But I'm going to give you the number, 713-780-3776. But I'm interested to see how you process this game, because I'm thinking about all the negatives. But the fact is, there are a lot of good things to take away. My buddy with the Colts was like, man, Deshaun Watson is the real deal. I talked to my dad yesterday, who had a lot of great things to say about Deshaun. Will Fuller's touchdown catch that he had, now the bad is hamstring, but the good, he made a catch where he went low and secured a tough throw. Mm-hmm. I don't even recognize Will Fuller this year with his, I recognize him now because of a hamstring injury. I'm like, oh, there he is. But the catches, that dude was making great catches again, right there by the sideline, going low to get him.
Well, that's what I was trying. Let's go over all the positives, and we had a bunch of positives, and yet it's still. I want to hear from you guys. I was like, oh, it's great.
You want to just have happy radio? Let's have happy things, good things, positive things.
Okay, and when we come back, happy radio right here on ESPN.
There's enough negativity between in this room and in the other side of that glass.
Yeah. Oh, and, oh, by the way, yeah, with Senate judge judicial confirmations.
That thing is just
that was a wonderful. Mess. That was wonderful.
I was going to yell at people, what are you going to do about it? Like, sir, it says here, boof, and you were ralphing all over the place. Like, this is uncomfortable.
I love that. So we got enough negativity in the world. We're going to be positive on the other side, right here.
All
on
positivity.
And speaking of positive, what about Chance and the difference that he's making in the world? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I heard somebody, they said something about, oh, really? Why don't you just do it with your, go ahead, do it with the iPhone. Try to put in videos and pictures and make a documentary with your phone. Stop. You need a professional doing this. And oh, by the way.
Can I edit it all, by the way?
Yeah.
You got to put music, interspliced. Do you know, Chance sent a copy of my parents to me.
Is it wonderful?
It's phenomenal. And it's just so professionally done. Like, it's like you're watching. It really is like you're watching your own documentary about your own family. It's really cool.
Yeah. And Lance's kids and their kids after that are going to have this. And it's going to be saved for posterity. And if you're, and I would love to see something from 50, 100 years ago from my family, how we got here. And what was going on in my family's life 100 years ago? Well, that's going to be the case for your people 100 years from now. If you go to yourheritagefilm.com, that's yourheritagefilm.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, time for positive radio. Where'd he go? He was in there the whole break, and then he just left. decided to go.
Had a whole conversation.
And a whole, he was
left 20
and
then he seconds just, for the
I
show
was like,
got back.
I didn't know. I didn't realize he just walked out the door. And I was like,
well, he went to the bathroom.
That's what it's called, a break. It's a bathroom break.
And because he's not here, I'll play this.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
But he likes feet too, doesn't he?
He likes feet. Well, first,
well, what is it? Does he spit in guys' mouths?
Or does he spit in their feet?
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
So gross. That is.
Do us a favor, Delp.
That is a positive, though.
Now, this has to be positive. Can you get Pharrell? Hold on a second, John. Get Pharrell's happy, and we'll play it under these calls. If you start, if you leave the positive zone.
A happy
zone,
place.
If you leave the happy place, we got to be done with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing personal.
And it's got nothing
John
to do.
John and I are trying to do a show, and we start to think, well, really, it was, we start, what's the good things that happened? This. Frank Reich really gave you the game. Mm. We can't do it, and we can't rely on Dell.
This isn't your special place. It's a happy place, okay? Mm. It's not. It's got nothing to do with your special place. So
let's play some happy and just keep keep the mood light.
Let's go. Here we go. Let's go. Start with Juan. Hey, Juan, what you think?
Hey, buongiorno, Johnny. Two games in a row, didn't score in the second half. Is there anything positive for my Steelers? I got to miss it.
This is about your Steelers.
Don't care about the Steelers.
Yeah, how about this?
How about that?
Steelers suck, and which is good for us. That's a positive.
Good for your Steelers.
That's a positive for us. The Steelers suck.
Check.
And they continue to suck, and they will always suck. Next, John. Let's get him in here. Hey, John.
Hey, morning, guys. I'm happy the Texans won.
Thank you.
I'm positive. Even with the two turnovers, if you take it away, they still scored enough points to win the game normally. I think you said once, Lance, if you get over 21 points, you should win the game.
I believe so.
That's a positive. Deshaun looks great when he's on the move. Positive. I still like Fuller more than D-Hop. That's a positive if he's your number two. Mm-hmm. QT as a three looks good.
Mm-hmm.
The defense played up to what we think their potential could be. That's a positive. I'm positive this team won in spite of Bill O'Brien. That's a positive because...
I'm not sure that's a positive.
Just an observation, Lance.
Be careful.
If it's third and six, would you roll out Deshaun or would you leave him in the pocket?
I'd do whatever the Texans did because they won. So whatever the Texans did, I would do that because that's a winning play.
That's right. Yep, it's winning
play.
There
you go.
Thanks, John. I have a question. I said, can you play Pharrell's Happy? Dell plays Beck's Loser. This song is called Loser that Dell played. This
well,
is
we
the
had
opposite.
Juan. We had Juan call in talking about his Loser Steelers.
Okay, yeah, okay. That was why.
I get that, but it feels like this is counterproductive to the positivity that we're having.
Well, it initially Juan apparently didn't get what we're looking for, and so I played Loser because the Steelers are losers.
Yeah, they
Steelers
right
are
now,
losers.
Right now, the Steelers are losers,
and the Colts are losers thanks to our Texans. Mm-hmm. Next up, let's get Tyler in here. Hey, Tyler.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
We're doing great. Well, it's a winning Monday.
I don't really remember how to do this because we haven't won in a while, but I'm used to moral victories. But I think we found who Braxton Miller was supposed to be. We got Kiki QT, which is, he fills, you know, what Braxton was supposed to be. And I know that the positives are Deshaun, D-Hop, Will Fuller, Texans hit the overs. But I wanted to see if you guys had any, I know this is a little, like you said, counterproductive. Any criticisms on our defensive coordinator? Man, we kept on giving up 5 yards here, 15 yards here, 10 yards here. And I have came to the conclusion that we can't cover our linebackers.
Okay, that doesn't sound. Beat it.
Bad conclusion.
That doesn't sound very positive.
See, and now
to me.
Look what happens. Beck's Loser comes back.
They see.
This is what happens. Dell will roll you out with Loser.
Robert is next. Let's bring on some happiness, Robert. Robert, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good.
I know it's Victory Monday and everyone's happy that the Texans won, but should I kind of have two questions. My first question is, should the Texans be worried about like wide receiver depth with the short week and the Cowboys coming to town on Thursday? Or will they be fine because the way QT plays on Sunday? Or
Hold on, Dell.
Well, first of all, they're playing Sunday
night.
He's
just asking a question.
They're not playing. They don't have a short week.
Oh, I thought they were playing Thursday.
No. It's a Sunday night game, so that's it.
Dell just...
If you don't even know what time the game is on, or what day it was on.
We're being nice, positive. Let's get JR in here.
Well, it's a tough run.
JR's next. Hey, JR, positive.
Positive radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I'm happy the Texans got a win, but I'm positive that this is the best Astros team we've ever had. With 103 wins.
Well, that's true.
You're damn right.
That's true.
You're damn right they are. You're damn right that's the best Astros team.
Okay.
All right.
That's good vibes. Do we have to go to Astros to really get it back on track?
No, but... It's a good way to go about it.
He said, "I'm glad the Texans won, but I'm positive
the Astros are the best."
It felt like he needed the Astros that he wanted to say something positive about the Texans, but he had to default to the Astros.
No, but it's positive, and nobody's more positive than Lamont. Let's get him in here. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, man. I know everyone is kind of angered about the defense, but I was kind of happy about the defense yesterday, and I think it's a couple of elements that people are missing. As a Texan fan, what I witnessed yesterday is what happens to us all the time. Where teams get out on a big lead on us, and then the opponent's defenses kind of ease off the gas, and then they got to rev it back up because the Texans suddenly get inside of the game. But the additional element to that is people are overlooking that first drive in the third quarter. The defense was out almost 8 minutes. Now, some people can say, how can a defense be tired after being out 8 minutes, pretty much two halftime. But, man, that defense was so out of sync by the second half. I'm still keeping it positive. Mm. I just see it as, the defense let off the gas, and it took them a while to get it back up, and they couldn't get it back up. Almost like my first time, and I'm out.
Well, that's not – none of that's positive.
No.
Almost like my first time.
No.
That's not positive.
That didn't last long.
The first time.
None
of that was positive, Lamont.
Like a virgin?
Couldn't get back. And
none of that.
Man, we're trying to...
No, Lamont, this is...
Guys, we're trying to backhanded. Be positive. Where's Tony? Get Tony in here.
Where's Tony? Tony!
Now, Tony says positive.
Tony's
sure
going
to
be positive.
What's
hey,
up, Tony? How you doing, Tony? Tony, are you there? Great.
Yep. I'm really, really glad the Texans finally got a W today.
Yeah.
But also, I'm really, really positive that Dallas is going to come in and whoop that ass.
Okay. This is going sideways.
You blow.
This whole thing.
You blow as a positive
this
guy.
This thing is whole.
What about Knuckles? Knuckles is positive.
That's got to be positive.
That's going to be positive.
Let's get Moose Knuckles. What's up, Moose?
Hey, who that? Yeah, I got a positive thing for Texas. They got a nice, pretty, gift-wrapped game to them yesterday. Yep. That's nice, right?
I think that... No.
What do
you're
say?
Not giving them any credit. It was gift-wrapped.
Oh, gift-wrapped.
Yeah, no. That's not very...
Well, but they put themselves in position to win, right, Knuckles?
Is that... No, not really.
That's not positive.
None of this is working either.
Let's get Tom. Tom's happy.
Tom, are you there?
Glad that Clowney's agent reminded him it's a contract year, so he's going to have a great year starting today.
Yeah.
With a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm glad that JJ is returning to form.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
those
I'm glad that George Springer has a chance to make a run at Carlos Lee to break in the top 10 for all-time Astro home run.
How about that?
Yeah, that's all good stuff.
That's
there,
all
Tom.
Great stuff, Tom.
Is that it? Are we good?
That's it. No, don't go anymore.
Okay.
That's all. That was good.
Yeah,
got a positive.
Hang up.
Actually,
hang up.
Shannon. Let's get Shannon. He's very positive, always. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Double Rod.
Double Rod, Shannon. How you doing?
I got three positives for you. Number one, J.J. Watt looks like he's about 90% of what he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number two, we got a GM that looks like he knows how to draft in the third and fourth rounds. I heard about three players on there that I saw in the draft this year, so that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yep.
And last but not least, Frank Reich is dumber than Bill O'Brien. That's a rookie positive.
I'm not sure, but that's...
Thanks, guys.
Feels like it qualifies, I guess. his positivity. Although he did say it was backhanded. He said, dumber than Bill O'Brien, right. Didn't feel positive.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment.
It's like he snuck in the backhand compliment on us, but we weren't.
I don't know about that compliment. I don't know about that one. 713-780-3776. We have to take a break. 828 ESPN 97.
Keep that same energy, though.
We do have
better energy, actually.
Keep that, yeah. I don't think keep that same energy is a positive.
Keep that better energy that you just had in that segment, but with more good things.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Let's me and you talk about Renter's Warehouse.
All right,
because that's a positive. You want to talk about some positives here. Okay, let's talk about the positives of renting out your house as opposed to selling it. First of all, how long does it take to sell your house? Years? To get the price that you want, it's going to be a long, tough, hard road. Renting out your house instead. How about all of those fees when you sell your home? You don't have any of those, okay? You know how much they take off the top, the commissions, right off the top of your...
5%? 6%.
It depends on both sides you're talking about.
Yeah, 3 and
3. Right. So there's that. How about that you get to keep your asset instead of losing it? Okay, that's a positive. How about someone else is paying off your mortgage?
That's pretty sweet.
That's a huge positive.
That's really sweet. And, you know, that's what they find people, as John mentioned, within 17 days. So someone else is paying your mortgage for you, so you continue to build equity in your home even when you're not in it. Now, that gives you the opportunity to keep building equity in your home, and then when it's all paid off, it turns into 100% profit. It costs just $99 per month in most cases to manage your property and act as your... You know, your professional landlord, your marketing rep, your rep for a rent estate. I mean, they do all of this for you for one low monthly fee. Give them a call and find out what your house will rent for. 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. People are happy. How about this? They're positive.
We were just too negative about stuff, I think.
No. And you know what? That's a win. And everybody over there on Kirby now should feel great about itself.
It's hard to win.
It's hard to win.
What did you say in the first segment? They can get back to being the most arrogant organization the city's ever seen or something like that?
Well, maybe in the world.
I doubt in the world.
Well, I don't know.
Well, arrogance without anything to back up.
Right.
That's a bizarre arrogance.
Yeah.
We have sold out 574 straight games.
Okay.
With 570 of them having empty seats.
Which college would you say is the most arrogant, though?
Oh, this is my favorite subject of all time. Arrogant without the tradition or the winning to back it up?
In general,
arrogance. Ooh, you've got some Texas
first
there.
First in general.
In general.
We already know Texas is your second answer for the next category.
Well, that's an easy one. In general, Texas, there's a bit of arrogance, quite a bit.
Okay, start off with who's the most arrogant who shouldn't be arrogant?
Texas.
Okay, I'm letting you get your answer out.
How did I know you were going?
Arrogant for, and they've had one run in like 45 years.
Did you see 19-14 or not?
I wish I hadn't. It was painful to watch.
My wife had some salty language in the second half of that one.
That was not a good
and I,
second.
And you know what I keep telling her? This is my favorite new thing to do. And I was like in the middle of place. She also called me. She said, get the out of my room.
Mm-hmm.
She was calling me the jinx. When she came into the room, she goes, get out. Everyone was jinxing her in the other room. And I said, and the entire time she was in the bedroom watching with me at one point, and they had scored all their points. I said, I'm not the jinx. You score when I'm in here. What are you talking about? You don't give up points. When I'm in here, get out. She was yelling at me to get out. 3rd and 11, I get out. I crack the door, and right before I open my head, I go, I'm helping you get the first down here. And she goes, get out. And then they get a first down, and I said, you're welcome. And I walk right back in and get on the bed. And I was like, you own me now.
Wait a minute. That first down deserves some nachos?
Yes, sir.
Because
after that, they basically shut the game down, and it was a wrap. But she was, and this is my new favorite thing to do. I'm sorry. I said, you know what? I'm going to text Coach Herman. I'm going to put the number up there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my phone, and I want you to text an apology to him for the things that you said after the first couple weeks.
She does say ugly
things.
Can he
get an apology?
Yeah.
She uses some salt. She worried about the kids listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
When she uses that salty language?
We don't have a big house.
No.
We don't have.
You don't think the kids?
We don't have a huge
Madi
house.
Doesn't hear her with that filth and Florence.
Madi is so disappointed, and she lets her know, too. She will let her know.
Good for
her. I wish you wouldn't say those things, Mom. She says, like, riding in a car. I wish you wouldn't say those words when you're watching the Longhorns. And I said, you know who else wishes she wouldn't? God. Tom Herman, because it's wins across the board.
That's what he does.
All he does is win.
See, you should go. What would hit home with Madi as opposed to Tom Herman? You know who else wouldn't? Who would wish she wouldn't say that? Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Madi's using that on her already.
Oh, Jesus wishes she would. Madi, No.
My daughter, the Puritan, already uses that on her. But I'm just telling you right now, the favorite thing to do to any Longhorn fan, if you want to, is just say you owe Todd Orlando apologies for the things you said about him during the Maryland game. You owe Tom Herman apologies. And you need to actually just say thank you to him for getting you back on track as a winning top 20. This is the first time since 2012 that Oklahoma and Texas have both been ranked in this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about
but
you?
Oklahoma's always been the ranked team.
How about you thank Tom Herman for actually being relevant for once?
Yeah.
Tom Herman.
Texas is.
Okay, what's the line?
Boom!
What's the line?
I honestly don't know, but I'm going to make Oklahoma 10.
I'm going to say 7.
Yeah, it's going to be lower than 10. It's probably. I'm going to say 8.5.
I'm going to say 7. Dell?
I'm going to go 9.
Okay, so let's see. I don't know that they're out yet, are they?
They should be.
Yeah, there are some places they are. They should be. Yeah, it's enough time.
Big game. How about LSU Florida?
That's not a big game.
That's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Florida sucks.
Who won? Oh, no, they're back, folks.
No, Florida's not back, folks.
They stink.
No. They just went in and
Mississippi State stinks.
Mississippi State started really good. Now they're just terrible.
They sucked.
But no. Florida bounced back from the Kentucky loss, though. They have played much better football. They went to Tennessee and won.
Terrible.
They just went to Mississippi State and won.
To this point, terrible. Both those teams aren't any good.
Okay.
They're not back,
and
folks.
Did you watch any of that before the Mississippi State game?
And oh, by the way, this isn't about them. You know what it's about? LSU.
Then why don't you call it a big game?
It's LSU.
Then
that's what it's about.
Don't call it a big game.
Because it is a big game.
No, it isn't.
It's a huge game.
It's 7. Not. Oklahoma, Texas, 7.
7. That's what I said.
And Florida is a 4-point favorite against LSU.
Ooh, A&M is a 6-point favorite.
LSU's 3.5 LSU. At Florida.
So LSU's a top 5 team. Florida is unranked. Still, and LSU's only a
3.5.
Huh.
At Florida. You go to the swamp and try to win one time.
Kentucky did. Okay. I've seen it happen. They already.
Hey, whoa, by the way.
I want to tell you something. Kentucky's a pretty good football team.
They are.
Benny Snell is a Heisman candidate.
Not at Kentucky. I don't see it happen.
I don't be surprised if Benny Snell isn't.
Isn't Tua playing quarterback for Alabama
still? Tua's going. Kyler Murray.
But Benny Snell's on the list.
Not this enough fight coming into the year.
This is going to be a quarterback heavy.
Oh, yeah. But Benny Snell is.
Benny's having a great season.
He's having a great year.
Will's having a big season. Tua. I mean, Alabama, frankly, everyone's finally given in and realizing this
well,
is
now
really,
with a quarterback. Good Lord.
I mean, it's over. You're not – Alabama's the champs. You can crown them right now.
I'm going to tell you this. Better watch out for Notre Dame. Boy, they took care –
Watch out for in what way?
Took care of – they beat that ass on Saturday.
Stanford is another one that – Oregon dominated them and then they –
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I had Notre Dame this week.
I mean, we've seen this deal for Notre Dame. I mean, even if they get to a playoff – Do we think any elite teams are losing Notre Dame?
What do you think they are at Virginia Tech?
Well, Virginia Tech actually bounced back with their backup, beat Duke on the road. I would say 6.
5-point favorite.
5.
Yeah.
5. What do you think Alabama is at Arkansas?
100.
Is it? It's on there? There's a line for that game?
Yeah.
35.
33.5.
Yeah.
Pretty on good. The road.
What do you think Miami is against Florida State?
I know. It's ranging from somewhere from 11 to 13.5.
12.5 right now.
Which is one of the bigger numbers for Miami in years against Florida State.
Ooh, how about Auburn's only 3 at Mississippi State?
Well, play good. Better, Auburn. Auburn hasn't played worth a crap this
but
year.
Mississippi State blows right now.
Yeah, but so does Auburn, frankly. Auburn's offense is a disaster.
Those cowbell ringers were so disappointed. They got Dan Mullen in their crib. They had all the signs up. Dan Mullen was like, my offense sucks, but yours sucks worse.
Yeah.
Now that I'm gone.
Auburn is one of the biggest disappointments to me so far this year. I cannot believe that they are this pedestrian offensively. Look, I mean, 24 against USM. Of course, there was a bad weather in that one. They had 34 against a bad Arkansas, 21 against LSU. They had 63 against Alabama State, big deal. 21 against Washington.
But he's playing himself. He's still a top five quarterback.
Stidham?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know where. I mean, he's not getting done.
He's hurting his stock, though.
And some of the play calling there, and I've heard Gus is real into the offense again, which he wasn't supposed to be. It's such a college football segment. We're not doing any Texans right now, but there's so much at one end. We haven't talked about Jimbo grabbing Dodson by the face mask and yanking it around. That was not well received, as you can imagine, on Twitter and other places.
And
we haven't got into the goofball call. You thought Frank Wright going for it was bad. How about James Franklin, 4th and 5? He didn't call this. I think James Franklin was okay with it. They called 2 timeouts in a row, which you can do in college, Penn State, and came back with an inside handoff that was stopped immediately in the backfield. Game over after their quarterback had gone for over 400 total yards, and frankly is one of the better quarterbacks, college quarterbacks in the game, in Trace McSorley. And then he got into it with his own fans after the game. They freaked out in the press conference, looked like a maniac, looked like one of Jordan. Which one are we now?
Jordan Peele?
No, the one who does the James Franklin
imitation. Michael Key?
Yeah. Jordan Michael Key?
Keegan
Michael Key. It looked like that was a character he was doing, but it was actually James Franklin.
And we've got a good soundbite from him, actually.
There was a lot of interesting stuff going on
stuff
in college.
Good stuff. All right. This was great. Nice college football. And we're a month into it.
Longhorns are back, folks. Kyler Murray goes for about 7 more touchdowns. As Kevin, someone's got to be saying, I don't know he could make that many touchdowns. Kyle Allen's over there. Like,
they should have known
how
that.
Is this guy playing behind me?
844 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. How did you bet? We just had a segment talking about all the lines, but how are you going to bet on them? Well, I'll tell you how you're going to bet on them. You're going to go to mybookie.ag. You're going to put in your initial deposit. They're going to match that 100%. So you put in your initial deposit. They match it 100%. So you got twice as much to play with. And no bookie does that. Okay. Okay, so this is crazy to match your initial deposit and give you twice as much to play with. It is. It really is. So here's the deal. You play, you win, and they pay. That's what happens every single day at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, get in on the fun. They've also got casino gambling. They've also got fantasy where you can hit the under over on if you think whatever player, their fantasy number is too high or too low. You can go under or over, whatever you want to do it. Mybookie.ag, it's a lot of fun. Put in promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They match your first deposit 100% at mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance Dell. Raheel's in here, so there's a lot of talking in the background going on. 713-780-3776. Wayne has been waiting a while. Let's get him in here. And somebody else wanted to add a question, too. Rick, I think it was. So, Rick, if you want to call back in, we'll get you right in. So, what's going on, Wayne?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about them Texans?
How about them Texans?
Finally got another win.
Winning football game.
JJ finally picked it up. 5 sacks in 2 games. I think the defense is starting to come alive. Clowney finally decided to play football with the rest of the team. He's starting to show a little something. and we finally got a quarterback and actually throw the ball down the field and move the ball around.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see the Texans finally win. It's, what, been 9 games or so? They finally got off the, you know, looking like Cleveland, and they're actually doing something. Astros still winning.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't win yesterday, but we're in the playoffs, baby. The other thing of it is that, look out, Cowgirls, Texans coming after you. That's all I really want to say.
A lot of positivity in that
say after that. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Wayne. A lot of positivity in that one. We're trying to keep it positive running out. 713-780-3776. The last group of callers struggled at times. They started off positive, and then it went sideways. And then Dell started playing Beck's Loser. And it just had it didn't have a great positive vibe. Wayne understood.
Wayne got it. Wayne was happy.
Once again, another guy had to use Astros a little bit to bolster his case, but that's fine. That's fine. We're in the city of Houston. We're fans of all the teams. That's fine, too. Deshaun Watson haven't – it's not – I'm
you
not
root
super
for the
happy
Houston
about
teams?
Will Fuller.
We all do.
Yeah, we all do. Right. Not all of us.
That's David Gawu. You root for the Houston teams? We all do.
Many don't.
Well, that's,
I'm not sure why every time you do an impression of him, I get the thought that that dude's
there's
really,
no thought. You
that,
don't have a thought.
That dude's really effeminate. Don't, I don't know.
No, it's not effeminate.
Your impression is effeminate.
That's not an effeminate.
Go ahead. Try it one more time.
You root for the Houston teams? We all do.
That doesn't sound right.
Why is he a sex worker?
Whoa!
That's what he sounds like.
That's not true.
Why are you making Mr. Gao sound like
Dell went too far just now?
He's on the hotline.
Why is he on the hotline?
Do it again.
No, don't do it again. Hi, I'm David Gao.
See? Why is he on a sex line?
It gets worse every time he asks you to do
it. What happens when I hit?
He owns our station.
What happens when I hit two?
Talk, press one.
For Astros talk, press three.
There's nothing effeminate about that.
For Bill O'Brien, okay. Running it up the middle, press four.
For a wide receiver screen on second and goal, press five.
To come from behind.
Five.
Oh,
for pre-vince,
that's not true. There's nothing effeminate about that, okay, you guys.
For uncovered receivers or punt cover specialists that lead to touchdowns, press seven.
If you're into things that are really kinky and you like bad clock management, hit nine.
Or just watch every Sunday.
Yeah, just watch our Texans in Houston.
You don't have to call the hotline for that.
The hotline is just like, don't waste your money here. It's for free on CBS every Sunday.
For unusual timeout wasting, press nine.
For horrible clock management.
Yeah.
This is a positive show. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our Texans won. They're going to be 3-3 after. Okay, they beat the Cowboys. Then they beat the Bills. Here we go. We got a 2-game homestand, kicking ass. You don't think so?
I mean, I feel like just writing down Texans wins seems like a bad idea.
What is that line going to be? Texans, that's a tough line.
What, Cowboys, Texans?
Yeah.
3.5.
It is right now?
Opened at 3.5.
It opened at Texans 3.5.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Texans are actually on a neutral field a half
if
a point?
If you're ready to rock, then I'm ready to roll.
Oh, you wanted me to play that?
No. You played it in the break. It wasn't good.
Well, it was sent.
I like the Texans minus those points, actually.
You do?
Not a half. I'm not interested in that. The Cowboys struggle with at home with Detroit. I mean, the problem with the Texans, I can see their offense is starting to get cranked up. Do the Cowboys have enough offense to scare you? Is Dak Andrew Luck? I mean, they have Ezekiel Elliott, who's really good. Is Dak Andrew Luck?
Yeah. Well, their wide receivers are about the same.
Yeah, they're not. They just don't have the guy to unlock them.
They have better tackles.
Offensive tackles, yeah. No, for sure. But they don't have the quarterback. What's Dak going to do?
He's going to throw for his 280.
196?
190. Okay, if Dak throws for over 200, is this an horrific game for the Texans?
No, I think it's. I actually think it's going to be a fairly close game. I think it's going to be a pretty competitive game.
I think so too. It's a Sunday night game, and it's a. I mean, these are two. Texas teams?
Kinda, frankly, I think they're kind of evenly matched.
I do too.
Just kind of average teams.
That's not positive. That's not.
Well, if you look at their record, he's being positive because their record says they're not an
average
team.
Yeah, they're 1-3. I'm saying average team, and 1-3, everyone would say this team stinks. And I would say, no, they're not. I'm being positive. They're average.
That actually is better than their record.
They're average.
Yeah. Buy Sports Map. Beat it, jerks.
If you want Sports Map, press 8.
No, don't do that. Le'Veon Bell chimed in on Earl Thomas leaving the field, flipping off his own bench. If he doesn't come, then he's not a team player. If he does come and gets hurt, then he shouldn't have come. If I was him, I'd be pissed off. Oh, that's Bobby Wagner. What?
His own teammate said that.
Oh, his own teammate, Bobby Wagner, said that. Oh, it says here that Le'Veon chimes in on Earl Thomas' story. Hmm. Or Adam Schefter.
Keep reading somewhere. It'll say that.
Yeah, apparently it'll keep.
Keep going down, then Le'Veon will jump in. I saw Le'Veon's comments. Le'Veon's comments were basically, you keep being the bad guy for all of us. And by all of us, he means just him.
Le'Veon said he said exactly. Get right, bro, Earl. This sucks.
Just keep going. Fist bump emoji. There's some emojis you have to get through, and then read the last sentence.
Here it is. It's okay. Get right, bro, Earl. I'll continue to be the bad guy for all of us.
Oh, I'll continue to be the bad guy.
Yes, I'll continue to be the bad guy for all of us. That was what Le'Veon said. Earl Thomas was turning into the bad guy, if you want to know the truth. Le'Veon is not getting paid and staying away. Earl Thomas was getting paid and not showing up to work during the week.
That he did might show have up to practice Thursday.
Except he missed Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, He missed Wednesday.
But he still showed up on Thursday. Yeah. He could have just sat out the whole week. And he was still there on game day. And look, that injury is a freak injury. It sucks. It's not like
you know. It'd be
just,
better though. Get
he,
with,
he,
get
he
with,
wasn't just leaving his teammates to you know to dry up there.
But here's what Burhiel. He's already made it clear that he's doing whatever because he's not happy about. It would be better for his teammates and everyone involved if he went to Pete Carroll and said, "Look, I don't want to get hurt." If this truly wasn't about saying F you to John Schneider, which it actually is, but if it was really about, I don't want to get hurt, I want to take care of myself, go to Pete Carroll, tell him, look, coach, I want to be out there for you. I really want to take care of myself. This is going to be probably my last contract. I don't want to get hurt, yada, yada, yada. And I'll bet you there's a decent chance that Pete Carroll would have worked with them on just keeping him out, like a lot of veterans get kept out of a lot of practices. But what he did was it was meant to be an F you to management. So I don't think he didn't approach it like that because he wants him to know that he's not happy, and that's how he responds. And there's probably some players on that team. Remember, some of the old guard is gone. Richard Sherman's gone. Cam Chancellor's gone. Michael Bennett's gone. A lot of those guys are.
Listen, I was in the Astros spring training, first day of spring training, and Carlos Lee was late. And he had an excuse in his plane and blah, 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 and his passport or whatever. And Lance Berkman was in that locker room going, I don't give a rat's ass. We got to be here. Carlos should be here. And when Earl Thomas isn't showing up for Wednesday's practice, when everybody else was out there, that locker room did not take that well. Earl Thomas will explain this, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if that wasn't aimed at those guys on that sideline that didn't have his back on this deal. When I can understand those guys not having his back. If you're not going to show up for practice when we're all out here, that's BS. That's a bunch of crap. You're getting paid. We're all getting paid. We want to win, and we're better when everybody is practicing and on the same page. I could see those Seahawks being pissed off. All right, 713-780-3776. Taking one here. Top of the hour. Don't you go anywhere.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.